Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. In this episode, I am talking to one of the wisest tarts I know, the delightful Patrick Morano. He is a YouTuber, a content creator, if you know what I mean, and he'll be sharing the wisdom of his experiences. Content warning, we will be talking about drug use, especially where it relates to adult fun times and the recording thereof. So if this is not your cup of tea, then maybe just give this one a 5-star review. Share it with all your friends and just don't watch it yourself. That's absolutely fine. I also want to give a little bit of an apology for the state of this episode. This is due to the recording software that I was using being absolute pants. It's a bit glitchy and weird in places, like the quality of the sound is a bit funny. I've done my best, but it's still fairly rough and I can only apologize. I hope that Patrick won't mind because his wisdom shines through and I hope that you won't mind because it's the best I could do, and I didn't want to not bother with this because Patrick's a sweetheart. So anyway, with all that said, let's get on, shall we? This is probably true. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
If you will allow me, today I'm going to share three beliefs / truths that I have come to realize, I don't know, in my life, in my journey. It starts a little heavy. So I thought we would start with the heavy stuff and then we could get lighter as we go. So my belief number one is that these are the good old days. So let me explain what that means. And to do that, I have to take you back to Los Angeles. We're in the early aughts. I'm there. I'm already in porn. I'm doing porn. And I'm a weekend warrior. So if you don't know what that means you go out on the weekends and you party hard. And it started that way. And then, of course, then we started to party on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday bleeds into Monday. Suddenly, I'm partying every day. Next thing you know, I'm a complete meth head. I'm addicted to crystal meth. I cannot go a day without it. I am in my bedroom hearing my neighbors talk about me. They weren't. That was in my head. I was under my covers crying and putting headphones on with music to try to blot out the noise of what I thought was people talking about me. I was outside my dealer's door and he wouldn't answer and I was crying. It was like, so I really hit rock bottom. Cleaned up on my own. So I'm very proud about that. Got sober. I hate the word clean because I wasn't dirty. I was just addicted to meth and got sober. And then
got some sleep.
I slept a lot. Yes. I ate a lot. I went to the gym a lot. I did all these daytime things because I was a nocturnal like user and I was out at night and prowling the streets and like lots of sex and lots of questionable choices. So then I got sober and then I was like, oh, this is what is this? I'm not feeling that well, which I didn't notice when I was super high because I guess you're high. You don't know. Go to the doctor, full blown AIDS. I am on death's door. I had not been tested in years because of the drugs. I was just letting myself go. I let my health go. He said, we need to start you on chemotherapy right away. I had Kaposi's sarcoma. I needed, what are those pills to help you relax? Because I was having panic attacks. It was the worst. Like, I almost died. Literally, I almost died. I told you we were starting with the heavy one, right? I was at home and I like collapsed on the ground and I was just crying. And I just felt like, the feeling I had was that my game was over. Like, life is a game. We're all playing it. And, you know, I was playing my pieces or I played my hand and I lost. I failed. You're done. You lost the game. So I wanted to start over and I didn't know how to do that. But the thing is, you can't. You can't start over. You got to keep going. Like, I could not go backwards. I know this is like logic. But at the time, I wanted nothing more than to start over, go back, and be like, whoop, wait a minute, let me try that again because I don't think that did not go the way that I wanted it to go. The perspective that gave me was that I was so down on myself for so angry at myself for so long about the choices that I had made and just knowing better, not doing better, and just hating myself because I just let myself down. And so I was living in the past and living in that guilt and living in that regret and stuff. But somewhere along the way, through therapy and stuff, I changed my perspective. You can't go back. And the future is unknown because I almost didn't have a future, but here I am. And we all know this. All you have is right now. All you have is today. This is it. This is literally it. There's literally nothing else. Like thinking about the past doesn't help. Thinking about worrying about the future, it doesn't. So coming back to my belief, these are the good old days, came to me when I was like looking at pictures and I was like, oh my God, look, I was so young and fun and cute and with my friends and like, and nostalgic about the past. But then I realized these are the good old days now. Right now, the way you look, the way you are, what you're doing right now, you're going to look back on this and be like, ugh, remember when? And feel nostalgic about it and feel nostalgic about this. So appreciate now and be aware of now because these are going to be the good old days.
There was that meme that was knocking around for a while where everyone's like, oh, if only I could go back in time and change something to make a huge difference in the future. And it's like, well, you could change things right now and make a huge difference in the future. And yeah, you make a good point and you tell it well.
Thank you. Well, I hope that wasn't like too heavy for the beginning. I'm an open book. Listen, I was in the closet about being gay. Then I was in the closet about my HIV stuff. I'm very healthy right now. I'm undetectable. Everything is cool. Like I made it. Like I lived. So, I mean, like, wow. You know, I was in the closet about that. And then I was kind of in the closet about all my sex work, too. So it's like, I'm done hiding. I'm done being in the closet. It doesn't serve you at all, obviously. And it doesn't serve the people you love because the people that love you want to know the true you. They don't want to know this, what you think they want to know. So
just before we move on to the second one, do you remember when you first started using meth?
It was just partying. So I was going to circuit parties. We were a white party, black party, pink party, purple party. We were doing all the circuit events. We were like New York, Miami, Las Vegas, Palm Springs. Like we were flying around. We were doing all of those things. And so it was one of the designer drugs, party drugs at the time, and still exists. It was meth, was a huge one. Keeps you up, keeps you alert. Makes you horny. It's sort of like, okay, I was using it for the parties and then, oh, suddenly I'm at home and a trick is coming over and we're doing it. Okay, but now suddenly it's Monday afternoon and it's just sitting there and I'm like, well, I guess I could just do a little. And it just kind of snowballs from there. And next thing you know, you're doing it every day and you need it.
I'm the same with chocolate chip cookies. They can't just stay in the cupboard. I'm going to eat them.
Like, yeah, I hear you.
It's not the same. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. That was very inappropriate, but I made myself laugh.
I know who I'm talking to. That's okay. Okay, let's do belief number two. This sounds rough, but let me explain. It goes like this. Act like your family is dead. And I even said this to my mom and she like freaked out. She's like, what do you want me to die? And I'm like, no. It's not about wanting your family to be dead. It's just living your life as if your family isn't around. Because I've heard too many stories where people during their lives have held themselves back from doing things because, oh, I don't know what my mom is going to say. Oh, my aunt and blah, blah, blah. And then, so I'll give you an example. I was living in Toronto and before I left for LA to do porn, I was toying with the idea. And I was like, is this what I want to do? Is this where we're going? And I was sitting down with my best friend at the time. And then she says, what is your grandmother going to say? And immediately I was like, well, first of all, why is she watching gay porn? But I know what she meant. What if she finds out it gets through the grapevine? And I don't know why she said my grandmother and not my mother, but I was never that close with my grandmother. So, but that got me to thinking, like, I made the decision to go to Los Angeles and be a porn star anyway, thankfully, because I have no regrets about that. And that was a great time of my life. And it just got me to thinking, like, so many people hold themselves back from doing things because of fear of what their family is going to think or say or do. I know people that are close to me that are doing that right now. And it just breaks my heart because I'm like, every day just ticks by and you got one life and this is it. You got one shot at it and you're just wasting it for other people. And the thing is, sure, I went out and did it. Did I want my mom to know I was doing porn? Well, no, I don't want to sit down with her and discuss it, right? But she knows, your family knows, and the people that love you are going to love you regardless. They might not understand it. They might not approve per se. It might not be the choice that they wanted for you. But if they love you, those people are going to still be there and they're going to support you. So that's act like your family is dead. Not hope that they are. It's just behave and make the choices in your life. For example, I'm doing YouTube, and at the beginning, I was kind of life coachy and kind of like I got certified and I started like talking very life coachy stuff. And then it started to veer back into sex. The video started to get like more sexual.
Why not?
And more sexual. Well, yeah, it's just that's what I connect with. And that's my experience. And that's what drives me and gets me excited and want to talk about. And so the video started getting more and more sexual. And then a lot of people at the beginning when I started YouTube were my friends, high school friends, lots of girls that I know and stuff like that. And as the videos started to get more, they started to drop off. They started to like leave because the content's not for them. It's not that they were judging, but the content's not for them. And I was like, oh my God, is this the right path for me? And then my mom watched a video and she's like, aren't you afraid people are going to think you're a slut? A slut. Aww. My mom asked me if I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, they already know. So yeah. And then never mind. Like it got really into bathhouses and cruising. And so my videos now, I just went like all in. But there was that moment where I was like, oh God, what are people going to think? Even the porn aside, but porn is one thing. There's Patrick Moreno and there's Eddie Stone and they're the same person, but they do two different things. Patrick is the guy who sits on podcasts like this and talks about sex. And Eddie Stone is the guy that actually does the sex on camera. And that guy was a little bit separate. But now Patrick is talking about cruising and bathhouses and stuff like that. And I was like, oh God, like how far am I going to push this? And it just all came out. It's just story after story after cruising tip after bathhouse experience. And just like my partner's mom is Colombian. She's super religious. And she watches my channel religiously and loves me. She doesn't understand half of what I'm saying.
I was going to say, does she speak English or is she just kind of watching you talk?
She's watching me talk, but she's trying to translate as she goes. But I mean, the fact that she knows what I'm talking about. She's not stupid. She knows what I'm talking about. And this is a woman that's very like conservative and religious and whatever. But that's a perfect example of if you just be yourself, the people that do love you are just going to be there for you. You know what I mean? So all of that to say, that do you, be you, don't worry about what people are going to say, act like your family is dead.
I had a similar conversation with my mum. I was trying to do some limitation because my mum doesn't need to know how much of a slut I am. And I said something about, it's not that bad really, like blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, go for it, love. Have as much sex as you want.
Yeah.
Seal of approval from my mum to be a complete hoe. And, you know, I like to think I've done her proud. On that score, at least.
But see the power of that, like, because it's your mom. She means so much to you. So for her to say that, it's like giving you carte blanche and be like, well, then fuck everyone else. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Right? So yeah, families are tough. They bring you back to that childhood place. They know which buttons to push and stuff. So it's a lot.
Yeah. Don't hope your family's dead. Let's reiterate that just in case. It's not
don't
about...
Don't hope they're dead.
Yeah. Don't plan for their death.
Yeah, but, you don't want them to die. You don't want them to die. You're just making choices for your life, not based on what they think. Take them out of the equation, basically.
Yeah. I was talking to a tart. We must have been in a bar or something. I think we were flirting. I was talking about how I really want to move out of the UK because it's an awful little xenophobic island where it rains a lot and everyone's miserable. And this person I was talking to was like, oh, yeah, oh, I'd love to go somewhere else. I've never really been that far. I'm like, oh, why not? Why not go? Like, if you've got the money and you can, you should. And he's like, well, yeah, but when I went to university, my mum rang me up and was sad because I didn't live on the same street as her anymore. When I finished university, I moved back around the corner. So now and I'm like, why? Your entire life, you're just going to be holding on to what someone else's idea of you should do. And it's like,
yeah.
So then we stopped talking. I kind of got my drink and walked away. So, you know, he had his chance.
That's 100% what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like family, they tie you down a lot of time. Family is the most important thing. Well, no, actually, your relationship to yourself and, you know, fulfilling your dreams is actually the most important thing. And if your family is there to support you along the way, then great. But if they fall off the map, then that's okay too, because we all have our chosen families too.
Yeah. Family's the most important thing in your life. Like, yeah, but my appendix is pretty important. But if it starts doing things that are actively harming me, I'm going to cut it out.
Oh, that's
same with
great.
Family.
Oh, I love that.
I can't take credit for that. That's a meme, but I did like it.
It's perfect. Well, that's it. That's exactly it. And a lot of times people in your family, I mean, the fact that you're blood related is the only reason they're in the room talking to you, because otherwise you have nothing in common. You would never hang out with these people otherwise. You know, some of them you love and truly like, but some of them you're just like, well, we would never, you know what I mean? So.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, I got one more. One more belief.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. The final okay. One. This is the third one. This is the crescendo.
This is the climax. This is the big one. This is the wisdom of sluts.
Ooh.
I myself, we've gone into a little bit about my sex past. Like, I was living in Montreal. I was like 18 years old. I was stripping at Stock, which is a really hot club. And in Montreal, you get fully naked and you're doing shows. And it's just like, it's full of, Montreal is sex city. If you've never been, go to Montreal.
The image I have in my head of Canada is kind of cold and everyone's very wrapped up. Everyone's nice, but there's not a lot of skin on show. And
yeah.
So do the strip acts just take like two or three hours because you've got all those layers to take off?
They come out with their galoshes and like toques and like mitts. And I think, well, there's two things. Montreal, first of all, is French Canadian. So it's like there's English Canada and there's French Canada. The French Canadians are much more European. They're much more open. I'm going to say they're a lot more open, like the continent. And it is colder there as well. So yes, to your point, it's freezing outside. I mean, not all. We have summer, by the way, contrary to popular belief. But when it's cold outside, it's so they counter it by being extra hot inside. So it's like it's just the hottest thing. You need to go. So that's the strip. So I'm stripping in Montreal. Then I move to Toronto and I meet some guy in a bathhouse. And we're in the jacuzzi and he goes, oh, I was like, what do you do for work? Because I was still trying to find my path. I'm very young. And he's like, oh, I'm a nude model. And I'm like, a nude model? That sounds fantastic. What does that even mean? So next thing I know, I'm doing webcam shows for this company called Video Secret. Next thing I know. And you're on. Go. Yeah. Solo shows, duo shows. I'm just like a webcam star at this point. Then somebody from LA sees me on there and says, hey, you should come to LA and be a porn star. See, all my stories just kind of like interlap with each other.
I love the kind of Hollywood trope of that. It's where you're just kind of spotted and like,
yes.
Hey kid, you're gonna make it big in the movies.
Yes.
See?
Yeah, hey kid, I'm gonna make you a star. You come with me, kid.
Exactly.
Right? But this is what happened. Literally. It's true. So he flies me down and we meet a bunch of producers and whatever. So then I'm go-go dancing and then I find the right company and I start working with Shishi LaRue and everything explodes. It's great. I'm doing sex work. So all along it's been like sex, 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 sex. I come back to Toronto. Now I'm doing my OnlyFans. I have my YouTube channel, which is all sex, 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 sex. All of that to say that my experience, my history, my past, my interests, like we've been saying, is all very sex positive. So being on this side of it and knowing who I am and knowing the players that I've interacted with over the years and how they are and how genuine these people are, how lovely, How? Yeah. Okay. Are there crack addicted assholes that are just doing it for a quick fix? And they're yeah. Yes. 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 There are so many genuine, beautiful, lovely people that I've met in the industry way more than outside of the industry, where it's a lot more fake. People are putting up their barriers. They're showing you what they want you. These people have stripped it all back and they're showing you their truth. So the wisdom of sluts is a little bit connected to all of that. It's to say that sluts, like myself, are able to look at situations, including people, and that's why they're sluts, and see the wanted in those situations. You have two choices in life. You can look at situations and see the unwanted, or you can look at things and see the wanted. People, a lot of times, that are prudes, that are judgmental, somebody walks in the room, in the bar, let's say, and they're like, ugh, I don't know, that guy's kind of balding. I don't like his teeth. His feet are too big. I don't know. No, it's no. It's no. There's lots of negative. There's lots of no. The other person, the slut, who has the wisdom of sluts, sees the same person and will be like, he's got really pretty eyes. Oh, I love, look at his nose. That's so interesting. Look at that chest. He's got like this big barrel chest. They're looking at the things that turn them on. They're focused on the things they want to see. Now, of course, there's things about that person that don't really interest them, that are not completely their type, whatever. But they're not focused on that. They're going to focus on the wanted things, on the positives versus the negatives. And that, my friends, is the wisdom of sluts.
I love it. I've had a very similar conversations. People are like, oh, your standards are so low. And I'm like, you can say my standards are low. And, you know, I'm not going to argue. What I would counter with is that I see the beauty in everyone.
See?
Not everyone, because some people are knobheads.
Of course.
And some people I'm just not attracted to physically.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they have to have perfect teeth and a strong nose and a strong jaw, or I'm not interested in that. And it's so much about the person as well. Maybe this comes with sleeping with a lot of people, or maybe just interacting with a lot of people generally, is the personality is at least half of the battle. If they're not physically repulsive and they're a nice person, they're going to get laid.
Yeah.
You can be the hottest person in the room, but if you're a dick, I'm not going to care.
No.
I'm going to have two words to say to you. I'm going to clock that you're a dick and I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
I may have a wank thinking about you later, but that's the closest it's going to get because I don't want to be around you.
You already have the wisdom of sluts within you. So congratulations.
Who knew I had it in me?
That's you had it with you the whole time. You were accessing it. Congratulations. I just think, it's the same. It's true. That's what people, they're like, oh, what are you doing with him? Or like, what? Like what? This whole like, oh, rating people. Oh, he's a 10 or whatever. Like it's so, yeah. And if it's just like a hookup, we're not doing that much talking anyway. Like I don't need to be taught. The less actually I know about you, probably the better. So I can make up stories in my mind of who you are and who I need you to be in the moment. Because I'm not going to date you. Like we're not. This is just about the moment. So those are my three truths, my beliefs, a bit of my story. I think what you were getting at is because I have the wisdom of sluts, so I understand that other people might have it. Maybe to your point, I do catch my reflection and then think, oh, if I saw me, I would fuck me. And not because in a, oh, I'm so hot way, but it's from that third perspective. Like I literally take myself out of my brain because we're not always cute. We don't always feel cute. Like, you know what? Like, no, I don't know. So those days where I'm like struggling and I'm just like, oh, I feel like shit or whatever. I pretend I'm somebody else and I'm looking at myself through somebody else's eyes, but having the wisdom of sluts, obviously. And then I would say, oh, yeah, man. Okay, you got it. You're good. You're good. And then it kind of like resets me. So that's like a little trick that I do. I mean, I see people, I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling through and I'm like, that guy has a body that I will never have and never did have, even at my peak. I can see, like, who are you? What is your body? But you know, they're probably on steroids. They go to the gym a lot and all of these things. And good for them. I mean, they look beautiful. But I'm in my daddy phase now. I'm enjoying a bit of a dad bod. I'm enjoying a little thickening of the body, which is nice because I was always very lean. So it's actually working in my in my favor. And I'm embracing it.
Speaking of the wisdom of sluts, this is a little bit of a different one. If there was one piece of sex advice that you could share with all of my listeners, in fact, there is, you can do it right now, what would it be?
I would say, because I have been guilty of this, so I know, is watch porn, but don't try to emulate porn. It's not real life. So don't worry about it. Don't use that as a model for how you should behave in bed. Go with your feelings and understand that everybody's human. So shit happens, literally. And, you know, some things don't work sometimes. I mean, like, it's just sex is messy and it's gross and we all love it. And we just have to be gentle with ourselves and with each other about that.
Very wholesome. Okay, let's do the bit where we pay the bills. What would you like to plug and direct people to?
Super easy. Just go to my website. It's patrickmorano.com. I suppose it'll be in your show notes or description and whatnot. And there you'll find a link to my YouTube channel. You'll find a link to my OnlyFans. You'll find a link to my Just for Fans. You'll have a link to my podcast, Queerly Us, which is brand new. And a link to my other podcast. I just happen to be wearing my True Gay Crime merch. So that's my podcast. If you like true crime, this is like true crime and it's all gay.
Not just like listing hate crimes around the world. That would be more depressing than fun.
I know. I did a couple of those and I was like, this is so depressing. No, this is like Jeffrey Dahmer, like all of the perpetrators. It's like gay men killing gay men, usually. The Grindr killer. I mean, there's a million of them, unfortunately, but there's tons. Usually it's like men who are in the closet and then they're killing gay men because they have their issues, but they want to have sex with guys, but they hate themselves. But it's a fun podcast. And then if you go to my website, patrickmorano.com, sign up for my newsletter, because if you like sex toys, in the newsletter that I send out weekly, there's all of these discounts on sex toys and, you know, updates of what's happening with me and stories and stuff like that. So that's totally free and you can receive my newsletter.
Do you review and test the sex toys? Do they come with a stamp of approval?
What do you think, River? Of course. I go on YouTube and then I talk about all the toys and then I direct people to my OnlyFans page where I'm using all the toys. So you can see the toys in action so you can make an informed purchase.
Perfect. Has there been any toy that has surprised you?
Yes, both ways. So one was a great one, was like a masturbator. Actually, it's one that I just reviewed called the Black Knight, and it has a couple of settings on there where it's like, oh, I'm slightly aroused, bam, I'm coming all over the place. So that was good. And then there was a negative one where it's a butt plug, but it has electrical shocks. It has vibration and then shocks. And I was like, what does that feel like? So it's in my ass and I'm playing with the remote control and it starts zapping my hole, like inside. I hated it. I didn't like it at all. It felt so weird. I was scared. I was like, am I hurting my insides? Like, it was powerful. So I come across lots of different toys.
They're all wiped clean, which is handy, I'm sure.
Well, and then I sell them afterwards. So yeah, if you want to purchase them afterwards, excellent. Yeah, slightly used.
Do you get a discount because they're secondhand or do you charge more because they've got some goo on them?
I struggled with that, but I'm just, because the toy companies send them to me for free, I'm just like, I'm not going to gouge anybody. So I'm just selling them at the price that they would normally be buying them. They just have my goo on them, you know.
That was Probably True, the LGBTQ+ storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you liked it, then join the Patreon or just tell all your friends. If you didn't like it, tell me. Come at me, bro.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.